Let's Get Local is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Tell me why.
It's time for the Dane by Local Radio Show. Let's Get Local. Each week, we are your connection to local as we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government. There are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's get local.
And a happy new year to you as you join us for the first time in 2022. Hey, this program's a year old. How exciting is that? We are excited about it. We're glad to be here on Let's Get Local on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, and some other areas we're reaching now, too, as we get into the Waukesha area. Hopefully, you're hearing us over there as well. Of course, you catch the stream at devilradio927.com or maybe the Facebook Live video that we try to provide. So all those different ways to catch the show, catch the programming of Devil Radio. And how could I forget? The Devil Radio app, the self-proclaimed greatest app ever. Easy, natural for Wisconsinites, according to Brian. So download that app if you don't have it. All of those things, good reminders for you right off the top of the show. Now, we are here as we bring in the new year to talk with, again, local businesses, local organizations, and, of course, about what Dane by Local is doing itself to try to make sure that we are continuing to spread the message about how important it is for our local businesses and local organizations to be here, be part of our community. They shape it. They make it. They make us unique. They make us like nowhere else in the world. And that message will ring through the rest of the year as well. But it's also a great opportunity to talk with one of our favorites, and that is our guest for the whole show today. It is the one and only Sue Peck of Evolution Financial, and Sue has a story to tell. We'll talk about that. We'll update you on her business, what's happening, and give you a little more backstory. So, Sue, look forward to have you here and the whole hour ahead, because we have a lot of fun things I think we'll get into. How are you?
Thank you for having me, Jason. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. I know that was kind of a long intro. I should have let you say that right away. Sometimes I get on those rolls. And I blame the coffee. But anyway, Sue is here in studio with us, safely distanced, and we are both vaccinated, so just put that out there as well. We do want to tell you, though, as we get into the show in this year, there's some different things we want to bring to the audience. And so we're working on that. We want to tell more stories. We want to highlight local businesses and organizations. We want to keep you informed, and we want to tell those businesses stories like we've done over the last year. But we also want to help provide some additional information. So we're working on that. So that's just a little tease for you. We'll see how those things develop as the year goes on. Sue is here now. Sue, first off, let's talk to you about your business, Evolution Financial. Tell people about where you're at. What was 2021 like for you?
2021 was interesting, like it was for everybody, but overall it was a very good year. So yes, I am the founder and president of Evolution Financial. I started in September of 2017, and I work with individuals and families. I've done a couple of startup 401k plans, so that's kind of a new thing for me. I also work with small business owners, so it's been an interesting ride since 2017, but 2021 was actually a very good year for me.
And what kind of things did you see in 2021 happen that as we went along throughout the year with the way, society went, the pandemic went, all these sort of things? It had to be a pretty volatile year, an interesting year to kind of navigate, but as you said, a good year.
It was an interesting year to navigate. What's interesting is seeing the amount of burnout that is there for clients, for parents, and having those conversations around that. One of the things that I did do over the course of 2021 was I got a registered life planner designation. And what that is working really to get into deeper conversations with clients and really find out, you know, you can talk about goals and you can, you know, people will talk about wanting to go on vacation and wanting to fund their kids' college education, things like that. But there's so much more to people and really getting into those really in-depth conversations. Those have been really interesting partly due to the pandemic, because you're talking about what's really important. If you only had 24 hours left to live, how would you look back on your life and think, what do I wish I had become? What do I wish I had done? And we're in the middle of a pandemic and people are already thinking it's too late. And so people's minds have had a really difficult time kind of really trying to figure out how to maneuver through the pandemic. And so there's been a lot of really, really interesting conversations with my clients. As far as things that people want to invest in, that's been all over the place. So there has been a lot of conversations around, you know, historic performance of things, and should we really venture off and try all of these new and cool things that are out there, or what, you know, what's the track record on all of that? So it's been really interesting around that as well.
I think it's an interesting year, partly too, because so many people with the pandemic and everything else that's happened are so looking in the moment and right in front of their faces. And then here you still have this future that's out there. And so you have to continue to kind of work on that. That had to be an interesting dynamic to work through too.
Absolutely. And that comes out a lot also when people are kind of getting close to retirement. So there are a number of people that decided, okay, forget it. Life is too short. I'm going to retire right now. And there are other people who are saying, what is the point of retiring? All of these things that I want to do, I can't do anyway because of COVID. And so I've had people go both directions. And then I've had conversations with people who, you know, ultimately they wanted to retire earlier, but then they realized that they're doing these things in their life right now that are truly important to them. And so maybe they can keep working as long as they make sure that they keep what's most important to them in their life. So really with the pandemic and kind of figuring out how to maneuver around that and how that all works, yes, it has been difficult to try and figure out, am I living for the future? Am I living for what's now? And the answer is probably both.
Right. Yeah, I think that's how you have to take it and approach the whole thing. And it's great to have guidance, you know, from a person like yourself for those individuals so they can continue to keep, you know, those things for the future there and have what they need to as they move on in their lives. Sue, that's, you know, one other thing that makes me think of when we're talking about all of that is just people really kind of relying on some guidance. You know, how important has guidance been for people this year from you?
Being a sounding board has been a really big role for me this year, because people, again, they want to talk about their finances, sure, but ultimately when we come into these conversations about their finances, it starts going into a conversation around what are my behaviors around my finances. And those are what really start to drive where the finances are going. And so having those conversations again about, you know, what's on your mind, why is it on your mind, what are you thinking about doing with it? And I'm not going to have all the answers because I'm not you. If you are the one who is coming to me with the questions that you have, we're going to talk about why they are questions for you and what should you do about that. And I am a sounding board. I'm going to come to you with the questions and maybe I'll have some answers, but for the most part, the answers are yours.
I think it's a great approach that you take in terms of really getting to know your customers and your clients and then kind of maximizing their lives, you know, helping to maximize their resources to make the best life for them. I know that's something you've talked about time and time again. How much time do you spend on that? How much time do you spend like really getting to know your clients? Because are they surprised by how much time you take?
They are. And some of the first conversations are really interesting because I'll get into some of these questions to try and get to know them better. And they're like, I have these statements here. Did you want to look at those yet? And I'm like, well, I don't know what to do with the statements until I know more about you. So, it really is interesting when you go into some of these conversations and people are thinking, well, we're just going to talk about, you know, what my finances look like. And I'm trying to figure out, you know, what is their relationship to their job? What is their relationship to their family? What's their relationship to their children? What's their relationship to their partner? And, you know, looking at all of those and people are a little surprised by it. But by the time you get to the end of the conversation, they're almost wanting to have more, you know, and it's just fantastic. I love my job so much.
We're talking with Sue Peck, owner and founder of Evolution Financial. You can find out more about her at evolutionfinplan.com. Sue, it's 2022.
It is.
What are your goals and plans for this year with the business?
with a business. My goals and plans are to, honestly, I'm trying to figure out how to allow my clients to live their best lives and allow myself to live my best life. You know, one of the things that happens when you start a business is you throw all of your time and energy into it, and you forget that you can't be the best person you can be for your clients unless you take care of yourself. And so over the course of the last year, as I talk about everybody else getting burned out, you know, I'm there too. You know, we're all living through this together, and it's hard. And so I'm trying to figure out how to serve my clients in the best possible way. And part of that involves me taking a step back sometimes and taking some time off. So really my plan for 2022 is the same plan it's always been, is to take the best care of my clients and to help my clients live their best lives. But I'm trying to figure out how to do that better.
I want to get into with you a little later when we talk about some tips and some of your journey as a small business owner, about how you manage workflow and how you manage how much to take on and how important that balance is to maintain a good service and be what you want for your clients. But Sue, now, there's something we've talked about before, is you doing a little more with putting yourself out there, educating in a way. Are there any thoughts and ideas on that moving forward into 2022?
Well, one of the things that I want to do, and I think you want to do as well, is be here on the radio on a regular basis and doing more education here on the radio. So we have talked about me being here once a month and providing more education and providing more conversation around what is going on in this particular part of the year, what's going on in the markets, and what's going on as far as your finances go. What are some things that you can do to check in with your finances and make sure that you're on the right track? So being here and talking to you on a regular basis is exactly what I want to do.
I wanted to lead into that, but I wasn't sure if we'd confirmed it. But I know we talked about it, and I was hoping you'd go for it, because I think you have so much good information to share with people, and I think it would be very beneficial to them and also good for the show. So we're talking with our sponsor of Let's Get Local, owner, founder of Evolution Financial, Sue Peck. We'll be back in just a minute to talk more. Catch you on the other side.